Sunday the 24th of May, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld, Ma'amad Har Sinai.
The Chodesh. Okay, as we approach the Yontif of Shavuos, we need to appreciate the paramount importance of Ma'amad Har Sinai over and above Matan Torah itself. We tend to concentrate on the gift of receiving the Torah, having received the Torah with the mitzvahs, which is of course the whole of Klal Yisrael stands on Matan Torah. Our existence is dependent on Torah, but we tend not to concentrate so much on the Maimed itself. The Maimed itself gave us much more than just the Matan of Torah. And the Torah itself stresses the added extras which were given to us at the Maimed Har Sinai. Hine onoichu bo eilecho, I come to you ba'av ha'onon, in a thickness of the cloud, ba'vo yishma on bedabrimoch, so that when I speak to you, the people will hear, v'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. Through this Maimed Har Sinai that I come to you in the thickness of a cloud, the whole of the Jewish people will believe in you, Moshe Rabbeinu la'olam. So the Maimed itself, what took place actually at Har Sinai on Shavuos, will be the catalyst for Klal Yisrael to believe you in you, l'dori doros. Rakishom, another pasuk. Rakishom elecho ushamay nafshecho ma'od. Pentishchach zavorim asher ro'u einecho. Be very, very careful not to forget that which your eyes saw. We're not talking about the Torah itself, the mitzvahs themselves. We're talking about the maimed. The maimed which you saw, don't forget. Yom asher madatol lifnei Hashem elekecho b'choyer. The day you stood in front of me at Har Sinai. Asher yilmedu l'yira oisi kol hayomim. That maimed will give me the koyach to believe and to fear me. Kol hayomim, the doyre doyre. So you see, the maimed itself has tremendous potence. The stress here is l'doyreis. Yira will last forever. Asher ro'u einecho. And that's over and above the actual Torah mitzvahs. So all this needs expansion. So let us expand upon it. Firstly, there seems to be an apparent contradiction. Contradictions is the following. First, we talk about ba'av ha'onon, the thickness of a cloud. The thickness of a cloud would suggest a veil, a lack of clarity. There's an obstruction. It blocks out the sun, as it were. And yet, we find the next pasuk, Vayishkun, not next pasuk, one of the pasuk in Ma'amad HaSinai, Vayishkun kvod Hashem al HaSinai, Vayechaseyu ha'onon, okay, we've got a kiseyu ha'onon, but, Umarek kvod Hashem ke'esh ha'cheles, v'reish ha'or, esh ha'cheles, a consuming fire, seems to be very powerful indeed. So on the one hand, you have a thickness of a cloud of a blockage. On the other hand, you have a consuming fire. There's nothing hotter. You know what I mean? Powerful stuff. It says the Sifsei Chaim, that it's like sunglasses. You know, when you wear sunglasses, why are you wearing sunglasses? Because you are fully aware of the power of the sun. The sunglasses testify to the power of the sun, which is the force which you're trying to block out, as it were, but it shows you the power. So it testifies to the incredible force which is there. It's similar, says the Sifsei Chaim, similar to clothing. You know, a man wears clothing. Clothing actually obscures, as it were, the man behind the clothing. But it testifies as a human being behind it. Animals don't wear clothing. So the clothing testifies to a man, a human being, behind the clothing, which is his covering. So likewise, the Ava Onan testifies to the fact that there's an Esh Echeles. So we know full well that there was a very, very, very powerful vision in spite of the fact that there was an Ava Onan. And that incredibly powerful vision is that which will give you the gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. That vision which you saw is that which will help Klal Yisrael to survive doiros in their muna in Moshe Rabbeinu. In which way? Now how, we have to understand what took place. Now that I've shown you that Ma'amad Har Sinai was very powerful, we have to understand what it actually did for us, what it did for Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to quote to you a Ramban in Shemois. The Ramban says the following: What's the power of a gam b'chol yamin lo'olam? Lo netzach b'chol ha'doiros. This vision which you saw at Hasinai will help you l'chol ha'doiros. V'miyokum b'kir b'chem novi oy choylem chalayim. If a novi sheker comes along and he says k'neged v'orecha, he's makhish to the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, yakish miyad. We will get rid of him. You can't stand against Moshe Rabbeinu. That which we saw at Mount Sinai was so potent that if another Novi will come along, and it'll be another Sheker, and he'll come along with all the miracles in the world and tell you to do something connected to the Torah, you know what we'll do to him? You know what we'll do to him? We'll kill him. Shekvar ro'u be'eneihem, Klal Yisrael saw with their own eyes, with Shomu Bozneihem, Shegat lemalo elyone benevuah, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, reached the highest madrega nevuah. Hineni skai madovet zleinu b'ri'as eineinu, we saw with our own eyes your appointment. That's what Mamad Hasina did. Shekvar ne'mona nevuoscho, ki hi elyone al kol hanevi'im. We actually, with Mamad Hasina, in over and above the fact that we heard Rabbi Shalom speak to us, and we heard two of the mitzvahs. Yeah? Two of the mitzvahs. From the Rabbi Shalom himself. Torah tziva lonu Moshe Mayrosh Hakilas Yaakov. Torah is big matriah 611. So Torah tziva lonu Moshe Mayrosh Hakilas Yaakov. Moshe gave us the Esther 611. And we heard two from the Rabbi Shalom himself. But over and above the two which we heard from the Rabbi Shalom himself, we saw the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, which gives us such a clarity into what he says in Emes. I'm very often asked the question, by C. Tommy, the rabbi, they said, how many did we hear from God? So you said 10 commandments, and then the Medrash says 2. Yeah, and they stood back in fear. They couldn't hear anymore. So they heard at least 2. But why, alright, so we heard the first two, okay, direct. But why should we believe Moses, they say to me? Why should we believe Moshe Rabbeinu on the other 611? Maybe he's making it up. Do you understand the 630 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu? Not from the Rabbi Nishleiner. Huh? What did I say?
613.
I said 630, thank you. 611. We had 611 out of 613 we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, or maybe he's making it up. Chas v'sholem. The answer is, we heard the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we saw in Mamad Hasinai, a chutz from the mitzvah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We had the Rabbeinu Shalom appointing Moshe Rabbeinu, which gives us the emunah that whatever he says in the future will be from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, because we heard his appointment. Let me clarify it more in the words of the Rambam. In other words, we were given a window into Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, and it's his constant clarity. We had ponim el ponim once, but he has peh el peh all the time. But the ponim el ponim which we received once at that moment of Har Sinai gave us a window into Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, which gives us a trust of Moshe Rabbeinu lo ilam void. Let me quote to you the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu bo Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not have a belief in Moshe Rabbeinu b'nei ha'oysa she'osa, because of the great miracles which he wrote, Kriyas Yamsim v'tav Esem Makas the lot. That's not our belief in Moshe, not that on its own. O'ma'ashem minu boy b'ma'amad ha'sinai, it's from Ma'amad ha'maimad ha'sinai, she'einenu ro'u v'loi zo'u, our own eyes saw, we didn't hear from anybody else. Vosneinu shama v'loi acha. We didn't hear from anybody else what Moshe Rabbeinu did, but we heard with our own ears. Ho eish v'hakolos v'lapidim, the eish and the kolos v'lapidim. V'hu nigash al arofel. He goes into the arofel. V'hakol medaber elam. We hear koil of the Rabbeinu Shlaim speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'onu shavim Moshe Moshe leichem mo'elohem. We heard the koil saying Moshe Rabbeinu, go and speak to them. So we heard his appointment. How do we know that Ma'amad Hasina is our foundation for Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu? Shehu emes she'ein boi doifi, that this is emes which has no doubts whatsoever. It has the clearest evidence. We saw it with clarity, Mamat Hasina, we saw the point of Moshe. Shenema hine anoichi bo elecha. These are psukim which we read every single time and we don't concentrate what we're saying. Hine anoichi bo elecha ba'ava onan ba'avor yishma ha'om ba'dabri imach v'gam b'cho ya'min elayla. Mechlal, that proves she'koidim dovazeh, in spite of all the kriyas yamsas and all the esemakas, before that moment, lo yaminu bo ne'monus she'hi oimedes la'oylam. Avada, powerful stuff, but it doesn't give us that finality of clarity which will stick with us la'olam voyed. And in emunah sheyesh acharei hiru machshava, there could be a slight doif, a slight doubt, which we'll elaborate on in a few minutes' time. But even kriyas yamsa, the mamad and the esemakas is not the same as mamad hasinai. Mamad hasinai, we witnessed the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. We heard the rebuke. We didn't hear anybody else. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down and say, "I'm the prophet. I'm the Navi. Believe me." We heard his appointment. You can't get a greater clarity than that. Yeah, it's still not the same. Yeah, it's not to that point. Not to that point. Not to that point. There's all Rambans in it and Achanami, but to that point, Vayimim Hashem, they have Kafat, they have belief in him. But Moshe after, yes, but maybe it's only momentarily, maybe it's only for another few years. But for the Oilam Lev, the Oilam Shtigl, that there'll never be a Doifi. Even in 2009, I'm standing in front of you, that's Mamad Hasina. That's Mamad Hasina. So now I want to expand a little more in what is Peshat Roi Necho. Stated in the pasuk, "L'chola om royim esakolas." They saw the voices. Now you can't see voices, and yet the Torah says, "L'chola om royim esakolas." Stated in Rashi, "Royim es hanishma." They saw that which is normally heard. She'ef shaliris b'mokum acher. That never happened again. Normally you hear, you don't see what you hear. Your ears hear what you hear. Yeah, but here they saw what they heard. Complete, well, one-off in Mamad Hasina. Now what is the beer in this one-off? So, in Rechaim Veloshen goes further, it says, yeah? They heard that which is normally seen, and they saw that which is normally heard. And what does that mean? The Tzaitz is as though, in our physical world, Re'iyah gives the greatest clarity. In other words, I've got roaming eyes, and I said my eyes settle upon a mountain, a river, a tree, a person, at that point I have instant clarity. I have no doubts. My eyes see that which is in front of me. I know exactly what I'm seeing. Absolute clarity. In the physical world, Re'iyah gives you the greatest clarity. But an idea, something which is conceptual, I hear, and I have to integrate the idea into my mind, integrate the idea until I have a clarity and understand that which I'm hearing. Because the idea is only conceptual. It's not something which I see physically. It's an idea which somebody explains to me. So an idea has to be heard. It has to be integrated. And once I've integrated and understand, you know what I say then? Oh, I see. Oh, I see. What am I saying? I didn't see instantly. I see you with my eyes, I see a river with my eyes, I see a mountain with my eyes, but oh, I see means that now that I've integrated, I've heard, and I've integrated the idea into my mind, no, it's the eureka moment. I see. Okay? Now, anything spiritual is conceptual. Anything spiritual is conceptual. So therefore it needs to be integrated through the oizen. Yes? And then I understand it. So that's Shmir. What happened b'shas Mamad Hasinai was that Klai Yisrael had, as it were, an out-of-body experience. Normally it's our physicality which is blocking our possibility of understanding instantly something which is conceptual. We have a body. So only something which is physical we see. But the physicality blocks out the spirituality and I have to hear it and integrate it. What happened in Mamad Hasinai was that we had an out-of-body experience, as it were, and we saw something which is normally heard, something, an idea we heard, we understood that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, that there's a Ribbono Yerushalayim is running the world, something which is normally blocked out of our physical, the Bo'im Yerushalayim is Nista, he's hidden, it's called Oilam. Oilam is Ne'elam, the Bo'im Yerushalayim is Ne'elam from our world because we're blocked out by the laws of nature and we have a physicality of a body. In a moment of Mamad HaSinai, everything suddenly, what am I looking? I'm doing with my hands, coming with my head, that's it, became revealed. Something which is, thank you for the help, yeah? Something which is normally blocked out became revealed in instant recognition. And in other rabba, something which is physical, yeah, would have had to be explained at that moment. In other words, they were Royim as Hanishma, that which is normally has to be understood, they saw with a clarity of Re'ia, which is Re'ia in our physical world, but they saw it with such a clarity that they didn't need an explanation, and if I would have to explain to them at that moment what a tree is, they would know what you're talking about. That's a physical, an idea, that's an idea. The physical world is an idea in the moment when you're in this total spiritual atmosphere. So that would have had to be explained. So at that moment of Sinai, it was a case of Royim as Hanishma, Roshama Asariya, yes? That's it, so Roim Asakoilos. I mean, Roim is something which is normally heard, that's the idea. I'm giving you the teeth guide in what we're trying to say. And that's why a Novi is called a Roya. A Novi is called a Roya. There's a Pasuk in Shmuel that Shaul says, L'chu v'nelcha at haroya. Let's go to the Roya. The Roya is somebody who sees. A Novi is somebody who is on such a madrega that he's in constant contact with the Bo'im Yerushalayim, and his Shmia, which is normally only a Shmia to us, is a Re'ia to the Novi. And that moment, Klal Yisrael literally became seers of concept, and they were Roya Sanishma. And they saw God speak to Moshe. In that moment of clarity and revelation, they heard the Rabban Yishleinim, and hearing means they saw clearly that the Rabban Yishleinim was appointing Moshe Rabbeinu as his prophet. He became the Novi L'Dor HaDoros. And therefore, even though we heard only two mitzvahs from the Rabban Yishleinim at Hamam at HaSinai, the clarity of that appointment, the Royim Es HaNishma, went so far as that the Dor HaDoros, we can hear Moshe Rabbeinu giving us 611 mitzvahs, but we know they come from the Rabban Yishleinim because he was appointed as the prophet. And it's that clarity and that certainty which Torah says, Asher ra'u einecho, voidata levonecho, velivnei vonecho. That's what you have to give over of Matan Torah. And we have, Klai Yisrael have never had such a gilui since that time, and it will only come again in Olam Haba. Shleitin Pasuk, v'ro'u koboso yachtov, ki pi Hashem diber, v'ro'u koboso yachtov, ki pi Hashem diber, I quote the Nefesh HaChaim, Haini sheizdach hazokoseinu, our hasog will be so purified, again, the body will be so purified, asher nizke lehasig veliris gam be'ein habos b'ein habosu, with a naked eye you'll be able to see in his pashtus diburai, the Ribbono Shel Olam's dibur will be mispashed in the world, b'chol dover le'osha ba'olam, everything in this world will be seen clearly to be coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. K'moshe hoisa hasoga me'ein zeh be'eis matan Torah. Now the la'osid lovai will be the time, v'rol kol bosa yachtov ki pi Hashem dibur, that moment will come again, and that moment has only been seen at Sinai. And that's Pshat Kipi Hashem Dibur, that our conception will be so purified that the physical eye will see something which normally is only in the physical world, the physical eye will understand the spiritual as well. And Chol Dovah Shebo'olam. That's the famous which we've said over and over. Rabbi Tatz says it all the time, the same Ramosh Shapira. I mean, this is standard Ray, the idea of Dibur and Dovah. The idea of Dibur and Dovah. You must know it. It's fantastic. In the English language, the word dover means thing. Yes? Dibble means speech. A speech and thing. There's no connection in the English language. Yet if the word dibble and dover have the same root, then they must have a common denominator. So the idea is B'dvah Hashem Shabayim Nasu, v'ruach piv kol tzvom. The Rabban Shloim, v'yoyma Hashem Yehi Oya. The Rabban Shloim created this world with Dibur. And the physical world is nothing more than a manifestation of his command. So what we see as a physical world down from a spiritual dibur, and it goes through worlds, it transmutes itself from the world of the spirit until it comes down to the physical world. But it's the same shoresh. That's why every single object which we see in nature is a result of the Rebbein Shem's dibur. A dovah, which is a thing in the physical world, is a result of the dibur of the Rebbein Shem. B'dvah Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. V'yoyim Hashem Yehi Oyah. Therefore, dovah and dibur are the same thing, but we don't see it. We can't see it, we only see the laws of nature. We're in a physical world. And our physical world blocks out, because the Rebbein Shalom is master upon it, because if we wouldn't have that, we wouldn't have Bechira. That's the whole purpose, that we should choose to follow the Rebbein Shalom. So we are blocked out through our physicality and through a physical world, and we only see a physical world. And therefore we see Dova. But the truth of the matter is that a Dova is a result of the Dibur of the Rebbein Shalom, Hashem, and Shia. It's all one and the same thing. It's just that we have to be able to see it. La'osid lavoi, all that will be changed, and it will be a re'iyah v'ra'u kol bosa yachtov ki pi Hashem dibur. There will be absolute clarity, there will be no doubt, instant knowledge, everyone understand that everything comes from Rabbani Shalom. There is no such thing as a blockage. Hashem runs this world. And that's what was perceived at the time of Matan Torah, for one instant moment. V'chala om ra'u as a koilais. Sorry? Rayim, yeah, Rayim. Rayim Esakolis, thank you. That's what they achieved at Har Sinai. In fact, the Ramchal himself, when he categorized the whole history of Klal Yisrael, he talks about five tkufas. Five tkufas. There's 2,000 years of Toyu, where there's total hestaponim. The first 2,000 years is total hestaponim, where you don't see the Rabbi Yishanam at all. And that includes the Shibud. The time of Shibud Mitzrayim, yeah, there was total hester upon him. We didn't have a Torah yet. Even though Chazal say that Avram, the Tkufas HaTorah started with Avram Avinu, the second 2,000 years, nevertheless it was overshadowed by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the Shibud Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Ramchal says the 2,000 years includes Golus Mitzrayim, that's called Toyu, when there's no revelation of Rabbein Shalom whatsoever, as it were. Then the Golius Bovel and the Golius of Edom, our two Golius, our Golus today, and the Golius of Bovel, that is still a very much of a Hestaponim, but at least we've got Gilu Ritzoinai in the fact that we have the Torah. This is after Matan Torah, these two Golius and the Golius which we have. So although there's a tremendous Hestaponim, but nevertheless there's the Gilu Ritzoinai al-Yedei his Torah. That's another Tekufah. Then he says the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, when we witness Hashem's presence through miracles, yeah, that's Avada Greater Madrega, but even open miracles, yes, is an external recognition of Hashem, but not internal. I'll explain that in a minute. It's still an external recognition. I'll explain that in a second. When we see miracles. Yeah, Yemos HaMashiach is another Tekufah, when everyone will have an internal conception of Hashem, which we just now said, Ro'o Boso Kol Yachdov. You will need no explanations whatsoever. Everything will be clarified instantly. Sorok kol bosa yachdov with instant clarity. And that's the same hasoga as Klal Yisrael received at Har Sinai. And then there's Tkufas Oilom Haschar, which will be a time after Tchias Amesim, where there the recognition of the Rebbein Shem will just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. There will be more and more and more madrigas, or for whatever instant recognition we have will just grow. There's an unlimited hasogi in the Rebbein Shloilom, in the Chochmas Elyon, and that will take place in the time of Tchias Amesim. That's Ayin Lo Yiroso Elokim Zulosecha. That'll be the time of Tchias Amesim. We've got all these different tkufas. But Matan Torah was an instant moment of Re'iyah. Let me read out to you the words of the Ramchal, who explains the difference between La'osid La'lovai in different periods. Sha'oz, here's the words of the Ramchal, Sha'oz la'itztarchu oisois u'moifsim la'ameis ho'emuna. That will be a time when we won't need oisois u'moifsim la'ameis ho'emuna. Ela mitzad yediyo v'hasoga. It'll be instant clarification, instant recognition. K'chol ha'navim, V'chol ha'malochim ha'makirim ho'keil mitzad ha'sagosom. Ha'sagosom. Yeah? They don't need explanation to explain to them. They don't need to integrate any ideas. They know with a clarity. There's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's no fakers. There's no explaining. Brura Vamitis Shailaye Poil Oler Shum Suffered. Vachain Hoysa Sogas Klanisro Bahasinai Dirsiv Ponim Bephonim Dibe Hashem Imochem. So not from Ramachal. What I'm trying to do today is to give you a Maimat Hasinai. Imagine, like Malachim, like Nevi'im. They have no doubts. That's Re'iyah, and that's the Asaga which Klal Yisrael had. The Shas Mamad Asin. You see, even open miracles, and that's what you asked before. But it still came through integration. See, the seas split. Yes? Now seas don't split. They don't. So, as the Ramban... No, they don't. As the Ramban says, what the whole vault of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be makhid those who said that there was always a world. A world is Kadmon. There are many, many things took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, that it had to be makhid many, many different spheres. One of them was that there's always been a world, and there's always been the world has always existed, and there's the laws of nature which always exist. Now, in the world of nature, the world's laws of nature, you know, seas don't split. They just don't. Right? So, other ups, you have to think, so that proves that such a thing called Yeshma Ayin. And in other words, they denied the idea of ex nihilo. The yisod of our emuna, the yisod of Yiddishkeit is ex nihilo. There are babracious borlokim that the Bein Shalom created a world out of nothing. There was nothing there before. Not that the Ayla was always Kadmon, there always was a world. That's not our... There wasn't always a world. The Bein Shem created Yeshmi Ayin. In English, that's called... Not English, in Latin. It's called Ex Nihilo. The Bein Shem created the world out of nothing. Now, with Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Kriyas Ramso, you have to work it out. Ah, right, there must be Ex Nihilo. There can't be. There was always was a world. Because in the always was a world framework, the seas don't split. Yeah? But if a sea split, that shows that someone who's in charge of nature, and someone who created nature out of nothing, he's in control of that nation. If he wants to, he splits, and everything turns up topsy-turvy. But all that needs cop. All that needs integration. All that needs working out. You need an oizen shamas. You need to be able to work this out. That's not instant clarity. You still need your intellect to come to the right conclusions. And those who don't want to come to the right conclusions will say, oh, it was a hurricane. You have to see what goes on in the world. It was a hurricane. In the whole history of the world, there's never been a hurricane which has split the sea. There hasn't, I assure you. But you're going to have to do some convincing. And those who don't want to believe won't believe. Right? But the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf was in order to be able to take away the idea that it was coming. But you need your intellect, you need that Uyuz and Shemaz to integrate. It's conceptual. It's ideas which you have to integrate and work at it until you come to the right conclusion. That's called Ne'monus Sheish Achreh Hiro Machshava, as the Rambam says. But when it came to Mamad HaSinai, at that instant moment, there was absolute clarity without any doubt. And that's what allowed Klai, we don't realize that, what has given Klai Yisrael the koyach to withstand the history of the Jewish people, 2,000 years, to withstand pogroms and inquisitions and crusades. And what was the message of the crusades? What was the message of the... Anovi Sheker! What was the Anovi? That you've been replaced... Old chap, Klal Yisrael, you've been replaced. You sinned, and now you don't have to keep. Just believe in him, as you, and if you don't, you're going to die. You'll be crucified. That was the Inquisition. What were they trying to persuade? Trying to persuade Klal Yisrael that they're wrong, they've got it wrong. And now there's a new set of laws which undermine Moshe Rabbeinu's. But they can't do it. With all the convincing in the world, they couldn't do it. And Klal Yisrael were prepared to die throughout the 2,000 years in the conviction that Torah's Moshe is Emes. And that came because of a Mamad HaSinai, which has been handed down from generation to generation to generation, to the point that there's not a generation which is not prepared to die for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even at the point of death, it's unbelievable. And they're convincing you with their intellect. Look at you, 2,000 years of Golos. Where's your God? Moshe Rabbeinu has been replaced by him, with a capital, you know. You'll excuse me. come join us. If not, we're going to kill you. And we didn't budge. Wow. That's why the Ramban says that Mahmud Hasina carries it with an assay and a lois assay. Rakishom elecha is a lois assay. Petishkach es advorim asher ra'u einecha v'hoidata levanecha v'livnei vonecha. His here be mitzvahs lois assay shloi nishkach dova min amayim edahu v'noi nasi reyu milibeinu le'oila v'tzibu mitzvahs assay. Not only a lois assay, shom elecha is a lois assay. Shinoidiehu lechol zareini to our children midoyle doyle from generation to generation kol ma shahoyo shom beriya uvishmiya vata elis b'mitzvah zois gedoyle be'oy. The te'elis of this mitzvah v'adat levnecho v'nei v'necho is a great te'elis. Shtagia eleinu ha'toyra p'yakvura, that the Torah came in p'yakvura le'ozneinu ve'eneinu ha'roi se'in shom emtsoy, there was no intermediary. Nakish kol choyle v'chol m'sapik, it will actually deny and overrule anyone who argues or anyone who's misopic. Who is a misopic. And that's why the Rambam wrote his famous Igeres Taimon. Yeah, I'm finishing. Yeah? It's time to. Finished. Last. Roy Lochem Achenu. Shetekadlu Benechem Kolamamada Hu Agodol. He wrote this to the Igeres Taimon. Went in terrible stuff. Shu amud shal muna serveves alav. It's the amud where the amuna surrounds it. The tisbrit said, "Call the eda gudlosach voida vahiduroi." Shadova hagodol haotzmaze shenir b'mitzias lahoyu kamoyu mikoyin. There was nothing like before, and there will be nothing like it again. We shatishma uma achas bechlola diba kodesh bochu ishtirei kvoidei ayin vaayin. This is what Mahmud Hasina is all about. So I suggest to you, yeah. Then when it comes to Shavuos, and you're sitting at the Shavuos table, and you've got your children around you, yeah, we should do another Seder night. That's what Shavuos is all about. I'm not talking about the Matan Torah, the fact that we've got this wonderful Matana of Mitzvahs. That's fantastic. Habolas Asher is the centerpiece of Kol Yisrael. But there's something over and above that which has to be expressed. That's called Maimat Hasina. And that's what Shavuos is all about. So when it comes to your tables during Yom Tov, stress to your children what Maimat Hasina is. It's about Re'ia, absolute clarity. You should have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. And it's half a minute from 10 to without